The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to LA Gill Live. LA Gill Live is here to encourage, equip, and empower you in your walk with Christ. And now your host, LA Gill.
So we're continuing our study. We're focusing on the tribulation period, focusing on the end times of the Antichrist and the false prophet, and how we're referring to them as these Sumerian gods who will probably be the leaders during the tribulation period, focusing on Ea Enki, who say they created humans according to the Sumerian tablets. Ea Enki, one of the fallen angels of the Anunnaki, had a son named Marduk, Merodach of the Bible. And then he also had a son named Nabu. All of these were Babylonian gods and say that they are returning. So we're focusing on them because we believe strongly that they will be the leaders of the movement in the tribulation period when the Antichrist and the false prophet take over. So picking up our study on Ea Enki's son, Marduk, he was a Babylonian god in Mesopotamian religion. He was the chief god of the city of Babylon and the national god of Babylonia. And he was simply called Baal, B-A-L, which means Lord, Lord Marduk. And he was the patron deity of the city of Babylon. And eventually in the tablets of the Sumerian tablets, you'll find that Marduk was elevated to the rank of the chief deity and the national god of the Babylonian during the middle Babylonian periods. He became the chief Anunnaki leader and is currently the chief of the Anunnaki, the fallen angels, and their Nephilim hybrids and children, including the Ijiji. And so we are focusing on him because we believe that, because he's referenced in the Bible, Jeremiah 52, you'll find Merodach, which is Merodach, used as evil Merodach, or Merodach Beladen in Jeremiah 5:2. So Merodach, Marduk, emerged in the Anunnaki as a popular god of the second generation of the Anunnaki. He was known, and he had an influence in the time of Babylon. He was known to the Babylonians as the healer and savior, right? And I said before that all these three individuals, which are the leaders of the Anunnaki, Ea Enki, his son Marduk, and his son Nabu, all have titles and names that have been blaspheming the Lord because they belong to him, such as this one. So Marduk was known to the Babylonians as the healer and savior of the Babylonians. He was also known as the god of wisdom, right? And so I just find it interesting. So he was appointed the chief leader, this Merodach Marduk, and by the Anunnaki. And the Anunnaki gave him an honor. So the assembly of the Anunnaki gods praised Marduk, and they gave him a 50-name exegesis to glorify and honor him, which are really fascinating, his names. Basically, he thinks he's it, right? He's the god of God. So we know that they're going to be major players because of the what's going on with the crop circles, what the Bible has to say, what the Sumerian tablets has to say. So as we put them all together, we know that you know, they're going to be involved in this, and we're saying this because we know that the tribulation is coming very soon. So I had talked about before regarding the prophecy of Marduk that says that in order for Marduk to take control of the people, they have to worship him by him putting his idol in a temple. And we talked about how that's going to happen in the rebuilt temple during the tribulation period of the Jews. They'll probably recognize him as the Messiah. He'll make a seven-year pact with them. In the middle of the 3.5 years, he'll set up a temple of himself, and he'll create the abomination of desolation spoken by Jesus and Daniel. And, you know, he's going to start attacking the Jewish people by claiming to be God when he walks into the Holy of Holies, and will be describing himself as God. So, again, This is no other Sumerian gods, or and what are they? They're devils and demons, right? We call them Sumerian false gods, but they are devils and demons, all of them. So Marduk has those 50 titles that were given to him, and he was elevated. And so that we know that a lot of the activity that's going on in the world is related to them. So what is going on in the world? Worlds are trying to implement the New World Order, and they're preparing it for their arrival of the New World Order, which would be led by Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, who I truly believe will be some of these individuals, Ea, Enki, Marduk, and Abu, because everything fits the pack. So this story about Marduk being the chief leader and returning, you can find that in the tablets. There is one called Marduk and the New World Order, and the other one is Enki and the New World Order, and how they predict how in the New World Order, which the world is trying to create right now, that's why our government is in total demonic shambles, because they're trying to implement this New World Order to get it ready for these individuals who say they're coming back and for the tribulation period. So, you know, we want to understand that. So Marduk, according to the Sumerian tablets, he holds in his hands the tablets of destinies, right? He thinks he's the god of destinies. He was also referred to as Zeus, as I mentioned to you before. They call him Baal, which means Lord. So he's Lord Marduk. He was also referred to as Baal, and then known to be the god of order and destiny. So Marduk, known as Baal, was the god of order and destiny. And again, who is Marduk? His father was Ea Enki, one of the fallen angels of the Anunnaki. He's referred to as the god of wisdom, right? All these titles belong to Jesus of blasphemy. And then when we go to the tribulation period in Revelation, it says they're going to be blasphemers. They're going to come from the abyss. Ea Enki is king of the abyss, and Marduk was born in the abyss. So some tablets that describe Enki and his son, Nabu, Marduk is the benevolent god of wisdom. This is referring to Marduk. Incantations and sweet waters of the deep, right? So Enki, son of Marduk, was active in what? Exorcistic incantations. They were demonic. They were evil. And that's why God had punished the children of Israel. And so Marduk was active with the god Enki, his father, in ritual lustrations of purification and magic, and was considered his son. And I told you before that that according to a military person that he had went in to do a search and rescue mission of a fallen aircraft belonging to the U.S. military. And when he got in there and on the computer tablets, he said that he noticed the Enochian language, right? Enochian language. What is the Enochian language? It's a language used to communicate with the fallen angels, devils, used in occults and people that do black magic. What is the U.S. military in one of its aircraft having on its computers? The Enochian language. That means they're communicating with the fallen angels. They're communicating with these demons and devils, and it's for technology. What kind? UFO technology. And this is not new. We see the UFOs all over. The military's talking about it. The world's been talking about it. We're not here to mention that. We've talked about it before. But you see, it's all coming into play. These are the same individuals that are responsible for what's going on in the world here. So Marduk, known as the god of rituals and illustrations, Marduk is one evil demonic human hybrid. And that's what he is. He's a hybrid. He was also worshipped in many ancient Middle Eastern communities among the Canaanites. He was called in the Hebrew Baal. You can find Baal in the Bible, which is meant to be Lord. What does Baal mean in Hebrew? It means Lord. So this Babylonian god, and all of them, you'll find them in the Bible. You'll find them in the Sumerian tablets. And they say they're returning. And so we want to know that these individuals, what are they saying, and how it relates to the end times. So we find that Marduk was mentioned by name in Jeremiah 50. It talks about Babylon being captured and being put to shame. So Jeremiah 50, verse 2, it says, Babylon will be captured. Baal will be put to shame. Marduk filled with terror. Right? Why would the Lord say Marduk would be filled with terror if Marduk wasn't a real individual? Marduk was worshipped by the children of Israel. And this was a Sumerian god, right? He is now chief leader of the Anunnaki, who say they're returning. And they are, according to Revelation, right? So God had said that Marduk will be filled with terror because God's going to destroy Babylon. He destroys Babylon in the tribulation and Revelation. And eventually, if Marduk or Iainki is one of the Antichrist, which is the false prophet, they will be destroyed. And that's what we have to remember. We're not trying to glorify them, but we're saying these are the major players that will be coming very soon. It will be taking over the tribulation period. But you know what? We read the end, right? When Jesus returns at the end of the seven-year tribulation, he defeats instantly with the breath of his mouth the Antichrist and the false prophet, and they're thrown into the abyss, the lake of fire, which burns forever. So we're not trying to glorify them. We're just trying to say we need to be on the lookout, because when we read 2 Thessalonians, it says that the Antichrist will be revealed first before the Lord returns. Pastors think that that's not what it means. That's exactly what it means in the original language, that the Antichrist will be revealed first before the Lord returns. I mean, it is what it is. So we need to understand who those players will be. You also find in Jeremiah 51:4, I will punish Baal in Babylon. Remember, Baal is also Marduk. And we said that Babylon will be rebuilt during the tribulation period. So we have a lot of these different things. So when we look at in the Old Testament, the Jews had to deal with the abominations of Antiochus Epiphanes, which was the Old Testament Antichrist, right, who set up the abomination, the statue of either Zeus or Incels. You find that in Daniel 8. So we know that this Marduk, Baal of the Bible, was real. God said he was going to judge him personally, right? And we know that the Sumerian tablets say that he was real. He's a Babylonian god. I believe he's actually a hybrid, son of Iainki. So we have them all in line, right? The leaders of the Anunnaki. So we find that also that many times that these individuals were rebuked by the Lord in the Bible, who had said that, you know, he was going to judge them, and rightly so, because of the evil and all the stuff they had been doing to the children of Israel, right? They led them astray, and how did they worship them? We said through child sacrifice, right? So John said in Revelation that the Antichrist will come from the abyss or the Abzu. Now, the Abzu is the place where the Sumerian tablets said that creation began, their Genesis. That's where the world began. That's where they created the Anunnaki gods. And then they eventually, the Anunnaki created the human. So where's the Abzu? It's the underworld. You know, it's the netherworld, according to the Jewish translation. And that's where they believe all creation had started and everything came to birth. And these are what the Sumerian tablets said. So we find that other Sumerian ancient tablets, where Marduk talks about himself and has statements of himself. And why is this important? Because when we look in the tribulation period, the Antichrist is a blasphemer. He makes statements that blaspheme the Lord, right? So what does these tablets say about Marduk regarding himself? He describes himself very interesting. And I have to be careful because some of these were found, they're being used in the Sumerian or the Babylonians as incantations, meaning they were demonic and evil. But I'll just read the text. So it says, this is regarding Marduk. He calls himself Naku'in, E-N, I-M-B-L, Anukin, N. What does that mean? Translate it. He's saying, I am the Lord. Marduk says, I'm the one born in the Abzu. This is where the Antichrist comes from, the abyss. He says, I am the offspring of the Abzu. He called himself the warrior, the son of the prince, the one of the Abzu, right? This is all interesting. We know who's the prince of princes. We know who is the warrior of all warriors, right? That's Jesus Christ. But we have this. So Marduk, he calls himself the one who holds authority over the great gods, the one of the Abzu. He says about himself, he calls himself the invoked one. He has no rival. These are statements that he made about himself in the Sumerian tablets. He calls himself the one whose fame is without equal. He calls himself the chief exorcist. He calls himself the king of the Abzu, which is the abyss where the Antichrist comes from. He calls himself Lord of heaven and earth, right? Now you see why we're studying them, because the blasphemers of these Sumerian false gods are going to be the blasphemers of the tribulation period during Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. So Marduk was born in the Abzu. He was born in the abyss. Marduk's father, remember, is Ea Enki, who is lord of the Abzu, the abyss. And where did they reside? Where is this abyss? Deep below and underneath the earth's ocean floor, way below Hades. It's called the Abzu. That's the Akkadian name, which is the abyss, where the place where, I said before, the U.S. come from. The UFOs come from there. And that's where the UFOs descend, according to the military. They find them going underneath the ocean floor. What is down there? The Abzu, the abyss. That's where these fallen angels and hybrids are at. So the book of Revelation says the Antichrist will come from the deep bottomless abyss, which means the underworld, also called Tartarus or the Abzu, way past Hades, sea deep, way below underneath the earth ocean's floor. You find that in Revelation 11:7. So in Jewish literature, what is the abyss? It's the underworld, right? It's still translator. It could be also mean the abode of the dead, Sheol. The abyss is often seen as a prison for demons. It makes sense because in Revelation, they open up the prison of the abyss. And what happens? All these demons come out. Where did Jesus send the demons in the New Testament in Luke 8:31, the gathering swine? Into the abyss. And this is where the Antichrist comes from and the demons and devils will come from. And Revelation 13:1, read it. It will rise from the abyss. And Revelation 11:7. So these demons that come out in Revelation, what are they? They're locust, demonic, human, animal hybrids. They ascend out of the abyss to torment those who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. You can read that in Revelation 9:1-11. And I've said many times today, we have many demonic, human, animal hybrids being seen in videotape all over the world. It's not disputed. Those hybrids are already here. These are the foot soldiers getting ready for the end times. There's no disputing. It is what it is, you know. So we just want to be aware of that. But we know that Jesus is Lord of Lords, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so, you know, we want to ensure that we understand that Christ will defeat them all in the end, right? But he's going to predict that they will come, and Revelation says they will come. So according to the book of Daniel, the Antichrist will be a king. So Marduk, what does he say? He says that he's the king of the abyss, the Abzu. But I've told you before, Jesus is king of kings, right? Marduk, who's called Baal, his name means Lord, right? He calls himself Lord, Marduk, but Jesus is Lord of Lords, and Jesus is Lord of all. You see what the picture, what I'm trying to paint? These are the blasphemers that are coming. The Antichrist will be the prince of Daniel. It says in Daniel 9:26 that the people of the prince shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary. Antichrist will exalt himself as high as the prince of the host. So Marduk, whose title means prince, says he's the son of the prince, the one of the abyss, the Abzu. But Jesus is the prince of peace and the prince of princesses, right? So Marduk calls himself what? Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth. Right? What a blasphemer, right? We know that Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. The Phoenicians, who were Canaanites, called Marduk Lord of the heavens. They referred to him as he who rides on the clouds. That's very interesting to me that it says that. Because I said before that Nabu, his son, also a former Babylonian god, had given a binary code message to a military individual who was involved in the UFO experience at Rendlesham Forest, which said, Marduk is coming again and returning in the clouds of heaven, riding on a horse. That's what Marduk is known for. He who rides on the clouds. Same thing with Ea Enki, his father. They say they're returning, riding on the clouds, and I believe that's the way it's going to come. And that's why the world's going to be deceived, right? So it's interesting. Jesus returns from heaven at the end of the tribulation, riding on a white horse. In Revelation, he's known as the faithful and true one, right? And we know that he is. He's not a liar like these false devils and gods. So the Phoenicians, who were they? Remember, they were the land of the Philistines. They were a demonic hybrid race of devils, worshipers. The Canaanites, including the Phoenicians, they practiced child sacrifices, as I said before. They had special sites known as Tophets. And these Phoenicians built them. You know what they built the Tophets for? To burn their sons and their daughters in the fire. And God condemned them in the Bible in Jeremiah 7:30 and 2 Kings 23 and 17. So if these false devils and demons that are coming back, these Sumerian gods of the Anunnaki, who will either be the false prophet and the Antichrist, what are they going to want to be worshipped? Child sacrifice. It's coming again. We're already having in the border crisis child prostitution and child trafficking, right? It's getting bad. It's getting bad. It's all coming, people. That's why I want you to wake up. Are you awake yet? It's all coming. And so we need to see that. So it's interesting that the Phoenicians had also came to New Hampshire in the U.S. They came to the Ohio Valley. This was a long time ago. And many other areas in North America. And what did they bring to them? They brought the worship of Baal Marduk. How do we know that? Today we have discovered an old temple or altar, maybe a Tophet, that reads in the New Hampshire area and Ohio Valley, that reads dedicated to Baal, Lord Marduk, right? So the U.S. Before had these gods that were being worshipped. So the same thing in the Ohio Mounds, scattered over hundreds of acres. They have found tablets in the underground temples. They found a lot of underground temples in the Ohio Mounds of the Ohio Valley. And the temples were altars, which read, dedicated to Baal. And there's a book titled Fallen Angels of the Ohio Valley, which gives more details. You can go ahead and read that. So again, Marduk, son of Iainki, fallen angel of the Anunnaki, they're coming. They're coming. Marduk is a hybrid, according to the history texts. He's referred to at the same height as the Og of Bashan. Remember Og of Bashan in the Bible, who was a giant? He was a Nephilim giant. And Og of Bashan, you know what the word Bashan means or translated? It's interpreted the land of the terrible ones, where the devils and hybrids giants lived. Do you remember the Jericho and how the children of Israel in battle wanted to take over Jericho? And how God told them to, you know, parade around it for a certain amount of days. You know what Jericho was? Jericho was infested with giants, hybrids there. So we have these Marduks that we need to be aware of, called Lord, God of thunderstorms, Lord of heaven and earth, God of life. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the true life. Jesus is the eternal life. So, you know, we want to understand that the Antichrist will have these understandings of dark sentences. He'll be involved in chief exorcists and magic. I said last week that during the tribulation period, there's going to be a lot of black magic. You can read that in Revelation, a lot of demonic worship again. Antichrist is the ruler that's coming. He's going to be a man of war, of God of forces. He calls himself the warrior Marduk. Jesus is the angel of the armies of the Lord. So, you know, there's more that we can go on. But anyway, this is my last study on the Sumerian text. If you want more information, you can go to our website and download the broadcast. They'll be up there for just a limited amount of time. We're going to be pulling everything off. I came on the radio to just do this study. Now that I've ended that study, I'll be taking a break for a while. I need to go back in prayer into the Word of God and just be in prayer. You need to be in prayer for the election. Remember to vote for righteousness. God loves you. If the Lord ever calls me back again, I'll be back on the radio, but I'm going to go back into prayer and studying the Word of God and being at His feet. You should do the same. God bless you all. Take care. God loves you.
L.A. Gill Live is a listener-supported broadcast and relies on believers like you to help him stay on the air and boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel to the world by radio in these last days. Your donations in any amount make an eternal difference for one lost soul who hears the gospel for the very first time, or for a believer who rededicates their life again. L.A. Gill cannot do this alone. Will you help L.A. Gill today? Prayerfully consider today how you can help support L.A. Gill on the radio. Your support and prayers will ensure the message of Jesus is heard. To donate any amount online or by mail, please visit the website la24hrs.com. That's la24hrs.com, la24hrs.com, and God bless.
3-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.